Miami Border Patrol sector breaks annual migrant apprehension record in 4 months. By Bob Price on February 2, 2023. The border crisis expanded to Florida in recent months as officials in the Miami sector report a massive increase in migrant landings. During the first 4 months of FY23, Miami sector agents encountered more migrants than for the entire FY22. U.S. Border Patrol Chief Raul Ortiz tweeted that since the new fiscal year began on October 1, 2022, Miami sector agents apprehended more than 4,400 migrants who landed on the Florida coast. This is more than the 4,009 migrants apprehended in this sector for all of the previous fiscal year. Since October 1, agents have responded to 246 migrant landings and encountered over 4,400 migrants in Miami sector. We have increased personnel and continue to partner with federal, state, and local agencies to deter, detect, and interdict these illegal maritime attempts in Florida. pic.twitter.com/x4ca3q5. Chief Raul Ortiz, at U.S. BeepChief, February 1, 2023. The surge began in August 2022 when Miami sector agents apprehended 1,049 migrants. This single month total represented 26% of the entire year's total of 4,009 migrants. During just the past 6 months, Miami sector agents encountered nearly 6,000 migrants who made landfall along the Florida coastline. These numbers do not include the thousands of migrants apprehended at sea by U.S. Coast Guard crews and U.S. Customs and Border Protection Marine units. #yesterday, at DHSCOV at SEC Mayorkas, at USC Glen Terry of Adam Lunday and at USC Southeast Adam McPherson visited Base Miami Beach. Sector Miami, Station Miami Beach and at USCG Cutter Richard Etheridge's crews to discuss the ongoing support to Operation Vigilant Sentry and saving lives at sea. pic.twitter.com/jwtg0sr/v8. USCG Southeast, at USCG Southeast, February 1, 2023. The day after Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas visited the Miami sector and met with Border Patrol and Coast Guard officials, crew members of the Coast Guard cutter Kathleen Moore carried out 3 migrant interdiction operations off the Florida coast. The interdictions resulted in the repatriation of 50 Cuban nationals to their home country. #breaking, at USCG cutter Kathleen Moore's crew repatriated 50 Cubans to Cabanas. #CubaTwos. Following 3 interdictions off Florida's coast. Taking to the sea in unsafe and unseaworthy vessels can cause you to lose your life. PA3 Estrada, D7 at USM Cuba. #don't take to the sea. pic.twitter.com/e76fxuvi. USCG Southeast, at USCG Southeast, January 31, 2023. The trend continued on February 1 when CBP Air and Marine Operations crews teamed up with Miami Sector Border Patrol agents and U.S. Coast Guard Southeast crews to interdict a small sailboat with 23 Haitian migrants on board. Officials arrested a suspected human smuggler who was turned over to Border Patrol agents for processing and prosecution. Sailboat smuggling. Yesterday, at Pomeregder's agents, along with partners from at U.S. BeepChief MIP and at USCG Southeast interdicted this vessel near Lake Worth and encountered 23 migrants from Haiti. One suspected smuggler was arrested and will be prosecuted by #USBP and at HSI_MiamiPic.twitter.com/Fry923CV. CBP AMO Regional Director SE, at Pomeregder's, February 1, 2023. That same day, Miami sector agents and other law enforcement partners stopped a human smuggling incident in Miami where 6 migrants from 3 countries were loaded into a small boat. Miami, Florida, earlier today, U.S. Border Patrol agents and law partners responded to a maritime smuggling event and encountered 6 migrants of mixed nationalities, 3 China, 1 Haiti, 2 Dominican Republic. Event is under investigation. #breaking #Miami Beach #Florida #CBP at floridapic.twitter.com/bd8.5e. Chief Patrol Agent Walter Enslozer, at U.S. BeepChief MIP, February 1, 2023. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price.